What do you get when you mix three tired co-hosts, a missed deadline, and a bunch of tasteless jokes? You get this week's episode of Chaos Cast.
Completely improv.
Totally improv. It is Tuesday night. An episode was supposed to come out this morning, and this is KS Cast. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm Ben, as usual. Kevin's back with us. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, guys.
It's good to have him back.
You're not even going to say anything about me?
Yeah. David's here, too. Good old buddy David. He's sitting with me, right next to me, too. Absolutely great. It's great to have you with us.
I wouldn't say sitting. I'm more kneeling, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I see. I see what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. So how have you guys been? I know you can't tell me because this is a one-sided conversation, and if you're actually telling me right now, that's really weird. Are you in a public place? People can hear you. Might want to lay off a bit.
Give him a second.
Give him a second?
Yeah, they might want to say something. That's just rude.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Rude.
How was your day?
That was great.
That was great.
That sounds amazing.
So profound.
Where do you live?
Have you considered philosophy? Because that was some deep stuff right there.
Kevin, that was a little overboard.
No, not really.
Where they live? Well.
All right, next question. What is your social security number?
Yeah, leave that as a comment. That'd be great.
Awesome. Very cool. I had homecoming this weekend, which was, it was all right. I went with Kat, and by that I mean, Kat went with her boyfriend, and I was also there. So, that was a lot of fun.
Yay for third wheels.
Hooray for third. I third wheeled with Kat and her boyfriend, and a bunch of other my friends and their boyfriends. So it was fun to watch them grinding up on their boyfriends, and me just standing there like, having a good time here. How are your grades doing? School year's kind of hard, getting back in from the strike, getting into the swing of things. It's not so easy. Ben, can you leave? All right. I'll just
go somewhere else. Hard.
Oh, no, it's not easy being lonely. Have you had homecoming yet?
Our homecoming is this weekend. I'm not going.
You're not
going to
go?
I went last year to the homecoming game. The whole football team for the game, the football game?
Yeah.
My football team started crying.
Why?
And I don't know. They were losing that bad that they just started crying.
That's kind of awkward. What do you do in that situation?
I was taping for the newspaper, the school newspaper. I was happy. I was so happy. I was just like taping.
We got a scoop.
It was a great scoop.
Indeed. I had to go to the game too this weekend because I'm in the band and I had to play. And it was freezing out. Freezy and rainy. I'm holding like my big metal saxophone. I don't have a stand for my music, so I got like hooked up to the thing. I have to tilt my head to be able to read it. And we were losing too.
Oh, and for the listeners, if you don't know, he's moving his arms in a way that it looks like he's fisting a whale.
That's how you play a saxophone. Yeah. That's why I got the big bell.
It's a practice motion.
Yeah.
Exactly. Totally. And then, of course, Sunday, Black and White 2 came out, so I've been wasting time with that. That's not why we haven't been doing an episode. I tried to do it. People have been busy.
I was out of town. Yeah. I actually went to a midnight release of the Pokemon game. And just so you guys know, don't really buy it until, like, next month. It's not worth it. The story is lame.
I disagree. I say buy it immediately. That's what I did.
Well, really, all Pokemon game, the story is the same. It's like, let's become the best. Oh, bad guys. Oh, beat them up. We win.
Well, I mean, they tried to introduce, a story method in Black and White, but they failed at it, and then they made it worse in the second one.
You see, I'm still disagreeing. The story is very different. I love the the issue that Team Plasma stands for, the whole Pokemon Liberation thing, because it's an interesting thing to talk about.
So you're the one that supports, like, the Pokemon Blue and thing?
No.
You're for
no.
PETA, aren't you?
No,
yeah,
not at
yes,
all.
Yes, you are.
I'm just saying it's an
Pokemon
interesting
Liberation.
Thing to talk about.
Pokemon Liberation, oh, help the Pokemon.
That's not it at all. I'm just saying because it's, like, this controversial thing that people talk about, oh, Pokemon supports animal abuse, and then actually have that as a topic in the thing and then justifying it. I thought that was cool. And then...
Justifying animal abuse.
That's right. Well, not justifying
yep.
it. They're not.
Michael,
it's
Michael
like, it's
Vick
not animal abuse. We do it because we love each other.
What? You're
right. The story was really bad.
The story's horrible.
No.
You're just helping
fight
me.
Each other.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, these are the first, like, official direct sequels. Gold and Silver kind of had sequel aspects to it, but this
yeah.
is, like, the first direct sequel, and I think that's really cool, but they could have done so much more, I know.
I mean, the one thing I love about it is with the like the challenges that they
mm-hmm.
have, that's the only reason why I sort of bought it. But I mean, the story got me so mad that I'm just taking a break from the DS in general.
Yeah, I haven't gotten very far. I'm like 3 badges in.
I saw your game. Your
okay.
Pokemon are horrible.
Don't make fun of them.
You only have like 2 good ones, but they die easy.
I'm sorry. They're learning.
They're not learning.
They don't
just...
die, they faint.
That's right.
No, he should kill them. He should kill them.
But let's go back, because I know you brought it up, the PETA thing.
Mm, yeah.
That
aren't
was...
you support that. Let's
no,
hear your side.
I do not support that. There was the Flash game that PETA put up called Pokemon Black and Blue version, where it's just, it's like, it's oh, this bloody, gory, like, parody. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, because you can't see, talking about, oh, Pokemon supports animal abuse, and it's just like this... gory, bloody, like, parody version. It's like, Pokemon shouldn't be trapped in their balls and yada, yada, yada. And I know Kat got really pissed. She showed it to me and was like, this is an outrage. And I saw it and I was like, yeah, yeah. But this is what PETA does. This is really just an attention grab. They did the same thing when Super Mario 3D Land came out. They had, like, it was a Flash game where you're the Tanuki without his skin because Mario took it and you're chasing after him. It's like a Super Mario Bros. 3 style.
Oh, I just,
weird.
Like, smushed an insect on my monitor and that was disgusting and, oh, its blood is all over the place and, ah!
Well, Kevin is talking about his murder. So I know you're the one that supports Pokemon Black and Blue, but
totally,
I mean...
Yeah, that's right.
We were on the... Me and Ben were on the internet before we started doing this and we saw, like, Ash talking to Pikachu about how he should go back into his Pokeball.
This is in the Flash.
And we notice that it's like, it makes no sense. Pikachu was never in the Pokeball.
Right, their argument doesn't really...
It's completely invalid,
no.
I mean.
Especially right. since, like, the game they're parodying completely, like, states.
Does no one remember Bye Bye Butterfree, where he let Butterfree go back
Don't,
into the
oh
wild?
Oh, man,
Don't make
the
me
feels.
Cry.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope PETA was able to watch that and they cry.
Yeah.
That was an amazing episode.
It was an amazing episode. But, yeah, Black and White 2, I say buy it as soon as you can because I'm enjoying it. But I enjoy every Pokemon game. I enjoyed the Hoenn games. Flat
Are you
say.
Kidding?
Was.
Generation 3 was awesome.
It was. I don't understand the hate for it. And you're here shaking your head.
Okay, so what good came out of Generation 3?
Oh, let's see.
Swampert, Milotic,
I heard you like Mudkips.
No, Swampert, Mudkip sucks. Salamence.
Mm-hmm. He had the double battle mechanic implemented in.
The double battle mechanic sucks.
You don't like it?
Not really, mm-hmm. no. I don't like these new rotation crap.
No.
Or
oh, yeah,
battle.
Rotation is kind of
Triple's
weird.
Too crazy. Rotation's cool, like, every once in a while. I am a single battler, though. That's how I...
Single battle is the best. I mean, I know for, like, some tournaments they use double battle,
mm-hmm.
and, I mean, double battle's okay, but, I mean, in the third generation, you only had, like, one double battle you had to do with a gym leader,
mm-hmm.
and that's about it.
Yeah, but that's the same thing with triple battles. There was, like, really no triple battle at all. Even, like, with the first gym, you would think they would have done, like, a triple battle with Silent Cress and... Corn, whatever
yeah.
his name is, but no.
Corn.
I think that's his Japanese name. I think it's something different. I don't remember.
Yeah.
No, and then Gen 3 also had the introduction of the Battle Frontier. The Battle Frontier.
Oh,
was
that was
fun.
One good thing.
Right?
The Battle
you
Frontier.
Post game for life.
Because that gave it a lot more replay value.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And then I liked the trumpets. No one likes the trumpets. I love the trumpets.
Well, that's actually a thing I was talking about. Not the trumpets, but the Battle Frontier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the Black and White 2, you have the challenges,
right,
which are sort of like a mini Frontier, but I think they're better.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, well, KS Cast, where we talk about things that aren't Katawa Shoujo related.
Well, I mean, yeah, we can't talk about Katawa Shoujo.
That's,
I mean, I thought we were doing Lily today. That's why I'm here.
That is what we're doing today. That was just our intro.
We do Lily every day.
We do.
In our minds.
Oh, yeah. He knows what's up. Yeah.
Yeah, we know the direction this podcast is going in. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about Lily, which is David's favorite. So, hopefully, he can carry because...
I love Lily.
Yeah, we have nothing, and I'm hoping to get this out by midnight tonight, and it is 7:30, so... let's see what we do. We'll catch you guys after the break.
Yeah, maybe I should have started in a lower key, but then you wouldn't have even noticed me. I can be whoever you want me to be. I could be him, I could be her, why can't I just be me? You can hate all you want, but you never get to me. It all goes through me. I'll do just what I please. Criticism for the soul. Now just grow. You thought you brought me to my knees. Guess it's time I started writing the obituaries. Goodbye envy, goodbye sorrow, you were legendary. There's no time for being shy when we're acting silly. Goodbye bad times, hello Lily. Na na na, na 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 na. Na 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 na, la na la na. Da 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 da. Yeah, maybe I should have made a better first impression, but dwelling on the past is for the weak. And other men and women, they will try to drown you out. Oh, don't try to scream, just try to speak. You can hate all you want when you have no name. It's all the same, just try to rise above the noise. And criticism close to heart, right from the start. But I just wanna hear your voice. Oh, guess it's time I started writing the obituaries. Goodbye envy, goodbye sorrow, you were legendary. There's no time for being shy or acting silly. Goodbye bad times, hello Lily. Na 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 na.
Hey everybody, welcome back to KS Cast. Waifu of the Week is Lily, David's favorite, which
this
is why we have
this
today.
Is true. I am David, and I can say that is my favorite.
Quick warning. This is probably going to be filled with spoilers. Actually, it is going to be filled with spoilers. I'm going to ask David to give like a brief synopsis to refresh people. So if you haven't played Lily's Path, why are you still listening to this podcast? We're 5 episodes in. You should have tried
exactly.
It by now.
Exactly.
If we haven't made it appealing to you, then we have failed as podcasters. Also,
this is true.
I'm pretty sure no one that has no experience with Katawa Shoujo would download and listen to this. Just like,
that is true too.
Well, I mean, you never know. Maybe they download it for the Pokemon in front of it.
Right.
But how would they get to the blog?
I don't. Mm-mm. No.
The internet's a magical place.
This is true. Yeah. I mean, so
Lily, yeah. David, why don't you talk about her brief like path synopsis? What is her story?
You want
about?
You want a real synopsis? You want a manly synopsis?
I want a manly synopsis.
Get a box of tissues.
We need
sit
the readers
down,
right?
And
the watchers.
And you might
watchers?
Need lotion.
Listeners,
I'm not sure
to see why Lily is so awesome.
Yeah,
because going into like, because when I first started Katawa Shoujo, I always thought to myself like, you know, love is blind. It's pretty interesting, and you're not able to see it at first because I'm like in the game when you first meet Lily, you don't expect to fall in love with her. It's mm-hmm. like it's not She's right in front of you. You can see her.
Right.
It's just that she doesn't see you bat.
Right. Yeah. She doesn't see you that way.
Yeah, she just... Not at first. Mm. No, not, nice. Not at first. We have Kevin as a cop. Nice.
Nice, nice pun.
So,
nice.
So basically, before you sit down to start Lily's route, get some tissues. You're probably going to cry.
Yeah, you are.
And other
Ben
stuff,
was with me when I finished Lily's route. I couldn't cry because I felt... It's just Ben is here.
I'm the one that does the crying in the relationship.
Yeah.
So,
so when he left, there was a lot of slapping of my testicles. Anyway.
Okay.
So, don't worry. No one saw.
Lily didn't see.
Yeah, oh, okay. Oh,
that's the joke.
It's late. I'm not thinking right
okay,
now.
Okay. So synopsis, basically. It starts off normal. I can't tilt.
Don't fall out of your chair.
I won't fall out of the chair.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's not like your parents are here to see. So basically, you start off. You're at the school because you're disabled now. You know, for some reason, there's only one other guy at the school, Kenji.
Right.
And he's
Also blind. He's legally blind because you know. Lily's illegally blind. I guess it's weird. So basically, you meet her. I don't even remember why.
You were going to the library, and you didn't know where it was, and you went through that
door. No, you weren't going to the library.
I thought you were.
No. Yeah, she talks about the library, and you're like, oh, can you show me where the library is? And it's like, yeah. Like, you have to mention the library in order to get, like, the rest, like, get points for her route.
Right.
Yeah. So, you sit down, you talk to her, she's a really nice girl. You notice her, she's beautiful. All the other girls, have, You can see them and you know they have a disorder. Like when I first started Lily, I was like, "Hey Ben, what's her disorder? I don't see anything wrong with her. I mean, we have Bacon over here. We have Creep. I don't know, girl with no arms. No one likes Rin. No one likes her.
I think Cyril likes Rin. That'll be an episode.
Yeah, Cyril can. Yeah, she's horrible. Then you have the bitches. Shizune.
Right, Misha.
No, okay, Misha's just misunderstood.
Watch yourself.
I like Misha. I don't understand the hate for Misha. I have a friend that I got playing. He's like, oh, Misha's so annoying. He's going through a...
I thought she was annoying at first, but then I noticed I want her route because, you know, I don't like Shizune. That one thing you can say that changes Shizune's route, mm-hmm. I just want it to make Misha's route.
Right.
That would be great.
Yeah, lesbians, right?
No.
You can only wish...
If only there was a real Kenji route, not the the roof and dying.
Oh God!
It's a great way to go out, though.
God.
Finally, remove that leaf in the showers.
Oh yeah,
that'd be great.
Still don't know what Misha's disability is.
Maybe she has Asperger's. Maybe that's why no one likes her at first.
Maybe.
Probably.
I think
because
something
people hate retards.
Oh. Wow.
Whoa.
That was uncalled for.
You just justified killing of Jewish people.
Okay. I think we've gotten a little off topic. You were saying...
Yeah, back to Lily. Back to Lily.
Back to Lily.
Okay.
Meeting her for the first time.
Yeah, when you meet her for the first time, it's just like... I thought to myself, I want her out. She's very pretty.
It's the same thought I got.
They're very pretty. Mm-hmm. What else do you think?
I didn't know that later on you'll get, naked pictures out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, he did not see that comment
at all.
I was
playing this with my friend from Korea. He came to my house from
Korea, boy.
Of course. And I'm playing through, and all of a sudden, bam, and I'm like, whoa, why didn't Ben tell me? What? I could have been all ready for this with tissue box and lotion. But I only had tissues.
Your Korean was freaking out.
And a
out.
Korean friend.
Yeah, my Korean friend was, freaking out. He's like, whoa, man, in Korea, you're not even allowed to touch women.
He was calling me, Ben, what the fuck?
Yeah, where were you at that time?
I was at Brian's house helping him build his computer.
No, you weren't. You were with Jocelyn or something. I know Jocelyn was there.
I was with Jocelyn at one point, yeah.
Were you for Ben? Anyway, so, through Lily's route, I mean... I've played some other routes now, and you just noticed Lily is the alpha waifu out of all of them, because she's the nicest one out of them. Mm-hmm. I mean,
the
she
alpha
actually...
Wife.
She is, because she actually cares how you feel. She does. She takes into account how you feel. I mean, with the last decision, spoiler alert, she actually decides to go, out
uh-huh.
and stuff, and you have to chase after her, you almost die.
It's
and that's
story.
When she comes to the hospital to be with you, and I'm like, I'm sitting there crying. I'm just like, oh my god, I don't know what to do. Take my hand off my you know?
Yeah.
And your take eyes. Off my tears, or I don't know what to do. It's because I can't click, like, the space bar, or I can't click for the next scene until I stop wiping my tears and my...
Yeah, yeah, spunk. We
gotcha. and your other thing, yep.
Am I allowed to say that?
Well, you know, I'm not editing it out, so...
Well, we're going with it.
Let's give people that are listening to the first time an impression of what Katawa Shoujo is like. Yeah, we masturbate the crippled girls. This is what we do.
Okay, let's go to this, like, the... We're going to the romantic parts. I mean, okay, so she sort of seems like the perfect waifu in the way, because it's like... The dates you go on her with are, like, perfect. Right. Like, with Shuzune, you always have to compete with her. It's really annoying. That's so annoying. But with Lily, it's just like, oh, let's go out for, like, a cup of tea. It's going to be really nice. Oh, let's go to a date on the weekend. And we're going to go to a nice restaurant. And she dresses up in that red fancy dress. It's really nice. I mean, nice. She's dressing up all fancy, and everything's really nice. It just seems like a normal relationship, but the only thing is she's blind. I mean, there's really no difference. And the difference is that I got farther with a woman in Katawa Shoujo than I have in real life. But still, I mean, like, you go to her room, you talk to her like a normal person.
Those pajamas.
Yeah.
Oh, those, that's right, those pajamas.
Yeah, but that's a really cool thing, that their disability does not define them. It's... part of them, but
no,
it's not.
Okay, the
who
disability
they are.
Sort of defines, like,
well, in a way, but it doesn't, like, affect them, like, so greatly that everything's revolved around this disability. Like you said, there are times where it's not,
like,
even a problem.
In her story, you mentioned, like, how she's blind and stuff. Right. It's like, how does it feel for you to be blind? I mean, granted, when you take off your blindfold, she's masturbating. Yeah.
That's a great scene. I love when you, like, fall or whatever, and she's coming, like, she's, like, looking over you, and it looks like she's just, like, hanging from the wall.
Oh, yeah.
That is just hilarious.
That's hilarious. But, I mean, it's just... I don't know. Because with all the other routes, you don't know true love until you've done Lily's route.
Alright. I respect your opinion.
I think Katawa Shoujo did a really good job in that you remember the girls by their personality, not necessarily by their...
Yeah, I mean...
their disability, which I thought was really great.
Yeah, everyone has their own preference on, like, what kind of women they like, but I think that would be the perfect women right there.
Right. She's a very nice woman. I am still, again, pro Emmy, because she basically did all the relationship stuff for
me. I know, but basically, the reason why you like Emmy is because you're not good with a woman, so all you have to do is take away her legs. She can't run.
That's, right. We should save that for the Emmy episode.
She's vulnerable. take her to the shed.
Take her to the shed.
Get the lemons.
Very true.
Wait, lemons for what?
Have you not played Emmy's Path
yet? No, I've never played Emmy's Path.
One day,
oh,
my
boy.
Friend. One day.
Oh, boy.
One
you
day.
I've only played, like, Hanako, Shizune, and Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's because I haven't found the time for it.
I've been busy,
there's
too.
There's always time for Cripple Girls.
There's always... I'm making time for this. I tried 2 days before this to record this, and here we go. Oh, man. But, fun fact. I'll tell you this about Lily's Path. There was originally... I don't know if this is true or not. I heard about this. Actually, it might... really be true. There was an unused scene, I think it was a lesbian scene, with Lily and Hanako, I think. And I think it was...
Yeah, you think. I'm pretty sure that was drawn by someone.
No, not the photo online. All right, there was supposed to be an actual scene, and it's been in since, like, the alpha, the beta, the early stages, and it was almost in the final thing. I think they cut it last minute. Like, people said it's still in the programming or whatnot. I'm not sure if that's true or not. I think
The devs can't done anything, but they're not gonna release anything they've done. I mean, they're pretty tight about what their drafts and stuff. They were really mad when the alpha was released.
I think it was the beta, yeah. I mean, we'll be talking about that in a future episode.
Actually, that reminds me, like, with Shizune, you noticed that you as the player, or what's, oh god, I don't even remember him. Hisao, he learned, like, sign language, so he no longer needs Misha. So as Misha, as the friend of Shizune, sort of falls off, and you have just Shizune. But in Lily's route, in order to still be with Lily as a good route, you have to also befriend Hanako. And that actually was the reason why I chose Hanako's route next, because, I mean, she tastes like bacon.
If
there's
you
want to
be
mistaken.
My lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Some friendship never ends. All right. Clap, very good. That was all improvised. We have no notes, and yeah, we're doing pretty well, I think.
We're doing more improv?
Yeah.
It's terrible, but yeah, whatever.
A Jew and a Nazi walk into a bar.
Right.
They have a drink, they toast, and leave.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool. That is improv right there.
Yeah, that's improv.
All right. Kevin, you've been kind of quiet. What's your opinion on Lily?
Bacon.
That's completely wrong, Kevin.
She's so beautiful.
What? What? How'd I get it wrong?
Yeah, that's the wrong girl, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Oh, right. Dang it. Well then, this is awkward. I was all prepared for bacon, and I'm wrong.
Yeah. You missed the bacon episode. You were sick.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you.
Was Edward on the bacon episode?
It was, yeah. It was me, Edward, and who was it? Henry.
Henry.
People
Henry.
Seem to enjoy him.
Yeah, I was surprised. They're already getting favorites.
Yeah, we have favorites now. Henry's like a favorite of someone.
Really? Henry's a favorite? I'm not a...
You've only been on one episode.
It's my monotone voice. I hate my voice.
Oh, come on. Your voice is beautiful.
Okay. I'm going to try to express myself through my voice using improv. Tip of the tongue, teeth, and lips. Okay, you ready for this?
All right.
Okay.
I don't even understand what's going on.
Oh, I'm trying to express myself with my voice and not sound monotone. It's like my monotone voice, I think I can only change it while talking Chinese.
Speak Chinese to me.
I'm not speaking Chinese.
Well, Chinese are kind of forced to go up and down.
I have no idea what I'm talking about now.
Yeah, this is going weird places.
Let's get back on topic.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk more about Katawa Show. Let's get down to the crippled women. Okay, we just did really bad improv. We might put that on the side, upload it on the side. But yeah. I'm really glad you guys didn't hear that. It was really bad.
Oh my god, it was absolutely terrible. And then it started getting offensive.
Yeah, it got really... I'm so sorry. That's my fault, and I'm really sorry. Okay, so we're back on topic to Lily, okay? Mm-hmm. So, I mean... I mentioned before with the friends, like, Hanako and stuff, and if you notice, like, Shizune's route, Misha breaks off, she's gone, but, I mean, you still have, like, another friend with you.
Right. If I could just talk for a second, like, the whole Shizune thing, it did seem like her disability went away completely as soon as you learned sign language in, like, a week and a half.
Yeah, that's a...
Again, another weak point. Again, I don't like Shizune's path that much at all. Kevin loves her.
I don't know why.
Why, Kevin?
Baby, I like it.
All right, well, you can't argue with that.
You can't argue with he riking it.
Yeah.
Yes. God. I rike it. I rub it.
That Lily man, though.
Yeah, that is just amazing. The one thing, I mean, once I found out there was actually, like, those scenes, I was kind of mad that one of those scenes were actually those all blacked scenes. Out.
Right? Oh, yeah.
There was one of them because you're wearing a blindfold. It's pretty good. It's still good if you actually read.
I had one friend. I don't know if it was you, but he was saying he didn't like the hentai scenes at all in the thing. Because it's like, it's...
There are a lot of people who, like, feel that way after, because they were so into the story.
Right, so into the characters.
I was into the story, then all of a sudden, bam! Right, like, I'm like, dude, I was taking a shot. Oh, you're going to that? Ooh, oh. So can we go back to the story? I'll come back to these pictures later, but
story's nice. Can we please go back to the story? Yeah.
It's really funny. A lot of people go in like, oh yeah, hentai cripple chicks, and they come out like, oh my god, I didn't want to see that.
Yeah, exactly.
I love her. How could I do that to her?
I can't believe I just did. I mean, it's just me being the crazy guy that never gets the girl. I only think of women in a romantic way. Right. It's like, I want just to prove to them that I like them. And most times I'm not allowed to because it's against the law when I start taking off my pants.
Right.
I don't even remember where I was going with that.
No.
This it's just like, I'm not one to get the women and stuff. It's just, stop, why can't I tilt the chair?
I'm afraid you're going to fall.
I won't fall. Okay, so, I mean, it's like, I don't get women, so I will tilt my chair. See, if you guys don't know, I'm tilting my chair, like, I'm leaning back in my chair, and Ben's being, like, an overprotective mother.
I don't want to see you get hurt.
Anyway, so, Yeah, I'm not one to get women at all, and it's just like, I don't think of women in a way it's like, oh, I want to bang that. I'm not, see, Brian, his
don't lie to us.
No, really, I'm not into that, to be honest.
Right. No, I don't like to think
so
like
you play
that.
For that team, huh?
No, it's like, when I see a girl, it's not like, I want to put my penis in her bum. It's really just, hey, she's pretty, and she has a great personality. I want to take her out to dinner and movie. But usually she says no. She's like, you're a great guy, but...
what an infamous friend zone.
Yeah, you can. She's just like, oh, you could still treat me to the movie and dinner, but you're not getting anything. And I'm like, I don't want anything. I just want you to come to the dinner and the movie. And right. She's like, well, I'm going to anyway. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, am I winning in this or am I losing?
You have a technical girlfriend now. No? What is...
Well, this is not the time to talk
not
about.
You don't want to tell the internet?
I'm okay. Oh,
internet,
she's not
where
like she
all
listens
your secrets
to this
are
anyway.
Safe?
I guess that's true. At least I'm friends with the girl, her best friend who hated me. Yeah, I'm friends with her now.
If you want to be my lover,
you gotta get with my friend.
Very important. Very important for a relationship. I wouldn't know. But
yeah, I mean. Like, I think to myself, it's like, how do all these douches get these girls? And it's just like, I'm trying to be nice, doing the best I can, but...
That's just how the world works, man.
Yeah. So I take out my gun.
Okay. I think I'm starting to see where the problem is.
Just a little now bit. I see the problem.
You gotta more casual.
More right? Risk control? You need more risk
right.
control?
More casual.
And then you take out your gun?
Then you take out the
and
gun.
Take out your gun.
Risk control.
Yeah. Very good. Anyone have anything else to say about Lily? Anything at all?
This is just like, we're top. Trying to just like, get this out.
Yeah,
we should come back to Lily because this is so halved.
I was thinking of doing like a redo.
Yeah, we should definitely do a redo. Just like upload what we have.
We will upload.
Just upload everything. Just
upload
go
everything.
We're not cutting anything. We are going
shebang.
Raw, man.
Start putting up my Red Hot Chili Pepper albums. I don't have an episode this week, but hey, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, just going raw with this. Just put in everything. Even Annika coming in. Just
everything. I already erased that.
You erased it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so we're doing everything unedited right now. I mentioned about the edit. That's still in there, so go back if you were wondering what we're talking about. So, no, you're not cutting this out, Ben.
I'm cutting it out.
Ben, if you cut this out,
I'm not cutting this out.
No, you're not cutting any of it out.
All right.
Okay, so basically earlier, my friend Bren here, his sister came in. Bren, did I say Bren?
Yeah, you did.
I said Bren. I meant Ben. Sorry.
We're tired.
She came in, called us losers. That would have been great to keep
basically.
In.
You know, she wasn't too far off.
Yeah, we're pretty much losers.
Not too far off.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah.
Oh, so we should just update them. We got the Facebook user.
Yeah, I will. Let me bring that up really a bit. Just a quick side note at the end. I guess we're getting bigger. I was scrolling through my newsfeed. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was scrolling through my newsfeed on Facebook, and I saw the podcast link, and I was like, oh, that's probably just me sharing it again because I share it like every day. Oh, check us out. Check
Nobody
us out.
Looks
I know
at it.
No one on Facebook has. An interest in this at all, but hey, check this out. I look up, and it's not me. It's a Facebook fan page for Katawa Shoujo. Kenji, you can check him out. He's fun. But he shared it, and I got all happy inside. There was a big spike in our page views, and I was actually talking to him, and I think we might actually have him on the show in a future episode.
That's great.
It's
That's
really
amazing.
Cool.
Yay.
Yeah. You know? This is the start of something big. Hopefully, maybe one day we'll get actual writers on the show.
Yeah, I mean, if we're doing this unedited, why don't we just do some updates right now?
Are there any
like,
more updates?
I mean, I'm working on putting some music to Fairy's poetry.
Right.
Do they know him as Fernando or
Fernando?
Fairy?
I call him Fernando on the show. He did
Fernando.
Fernando. He did the guide on how to pick up girls in episode 2.
Yeah.
He also.
What is his name on the
Vespers?
His name is Vespers. Yeah.
He also made a poem. My Aching Heart. I know that got quite a few views, like 200
something.
Yeah,
it got
a really
decent
good.
Amount.
So a lot of people saw it, and it's really cool. he takes like every path and makes a verse for each one of them. It's this great poem.
He's really good at that.
He's really good. He's actually making more.
Basically, so. I'm just a blogger. I just blog about random stuff. Right.
So what are you doing with that poem again?
Oh, we're making it into a song. It's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah.
See, Ben was talking about making it into a rap. I can't play rap.
Yo.
I play is like classical instruments, and I cannot do rap. The only thing close to not classical I play are like is the guitar and bass. That's the close thing to not classical.
Yep, that's heavy very metal cool.
Version. Let's go.
Yeah, we got that going on. I've been getting emails. I think I might have mentioned this last episode. From someone else who's actually in like a pop folk band. Inspired by Katawa Shoujo. Pop folk band.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
like Mumford & Sons style thing. Have you heard?
Okay. Yeah.
I love Mumford & Sons. A new album came out.
Yeah. Oh. You told me about that. I haven't heard it yet.
You got to. I have it if you want to listen to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Could I put it in like a USB or something?
Yeah. I can do that. So, yeah, they're willing to do like outro, intro music, and that's just really cool. I think it's so cool that people are actually paying attention to us.
Also, like we've been getting started because, I mean... Yeah, we're Katawa Shoujo podcast, but if you notice, we have Havoker Edward working on like anime streams. He streams random stuff.
Right.
A lot of people in the Katawa Shoujo group play like League of Legends, so I'm actually working on streaming.
I actually have not jumped on the bandwagon yet. I've been meaning to, but I've been so lazy, and yeah.
Yeah.
Too lazy to play video games. Old.
Yeah, so basically we're just going to up our podcast. We're going to make it Katawa Shoujo, but, I mean, we have different things going on, too. Right.
We'll eventually run out of episodes if we're just talking about Katawa Shoujo. You'll run out of
things. Yeah, I know. That's why we have, like, unedited. This is great.
This is some golden stuff right here.
Golden stuff, like some teeth from 1940s.
They get to hear us be complete dumbasses.
Right.
Did I go too far?
No.
Which isn't much different from the normal stuff, but...
I think that's about it. Let me just plug a few things before we go. You can check out our blog where we post our podcast and other stuff that David mentioned at katawashoujopodcast.blogspot.com. We have, what, almost 4,000 page views now in total, which is great. I think that's amazing.
For something that started off so small.
In 1 month, too.
Yeah.
It's our 1 month anniversary, guys.
Today? Really?
Something like that, yeah. Really?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I mean...
That's amazing.
Wow, yeah. That's great.
This is the longest I've ever kept up with something.
Really?
Pretty much. Like, I wanted to do a Pokemon podcast once. I never even, like, put up the first episode.
Yeah, what's really funny about that... So, like, lately Ben has been, like, taking this podcast as his own.
What?
It's ours.
It's ours. It's ours. It's everybody's.
We will take it back.
All right. Yeah. And then, if you haven't played the game yet... I'm really starting to question what you do with your free time.
Weren't we talking about that? It's like, what did you look up that you're just like not watching?
What are you willing to gain from this?
Did you just look up Katawa Shoujo with Fall Nerd Podcast, decide to listen to like all the episodes without even playing it?
That's totally cool, but you should really play the game.
Thank you for listening. Actually, but...
yeah, Kevin put it the right way. Thanks for listening. Play the game, though.
Play the game. You can find it at katawashoujo.com. That's KATAWA-SHOUJO.com. Getting better at spelling.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
You can check us out on iTunes. Just search Katawa Shoujo or Katawa Shoujo Podcast. We should show up. Please leave a review. We have 4 reviews so far. All 5 stars. Totally no bribes at all. But, you know... leaving reviews, we get more popular.
Didn't we go over that? I mean, we don't need bribes when we have guns.
That's right.
Very no good. Bribes, just guns.
So yeah, leave a review. It makes our outreach bigger. More people can listen to us, and more people listening means more support. More support means a better quality podcast than the piece of shit we're putting out right now.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah. So wait, Kevin, do you make blogs? Like, do you write for the blog?
I have one. I don't do much, though. I've been lazy.
Kevin doesn't do
That's
much.
That's basically my life.
Do we have designated bloggers? Because I know I randomly
We're working
post.
On it. Like, I'm trying to get Edward to be a designated blogger. Do more of the
Do you want me
stuff.
To do it daily? I have time.
I would love it if you could do that.
I should do it daily.
Speaking of writers, actually, I had someone link me to a Steam group with a bunch of, like, writers willing to write on the blog. I haven't contacted them yet, but it'd be really cool to get them on, too.
You should leave your email with
I
this
really
right
should.
Now. You should.
Well, you can email at us. At katawashoujopodcast@gmail.com. No spaces or dots or anything. That's all big
no,
one.
No spam, please. We don't care about your Viagra ads.
No, not at all.
Actually,
well,
I
maybe
I
we
care.
Do, but...
Send that somewhere else for me. You can send it to...
We don't... Don't put your address out. You're gonna get your crazy stalker fangirls that you totally
I would be so happy if I had crazy stalker fangirls that want to kill me.
Right. So let's see. That was the blog.
I'm joking about that.
The iTunes.
No, he isn't. He's dead serious.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Yeah,
but I think that's about it, isn't it?
This is it.
This is it.
My mom's gonna kill me. I missed dinner.
Oh, man.
Well, I technically ate dinner here without her knowing.
Right.
Shh. What if she listens? She probably did. She bugged my phone again.
Oh, God.
The other day, I found a bug on my phone. All right. I knew it was my mom. All right.
Okay.
Well,
then.
Well, this has been KS Cast, I guessed.
You guessed. This is why it's unedited. Because this is why. Great.
Oh, man. Ugh. Yeah, I'm going to bed after this. I'm tired as hell. But thank you for listening all the way to the end. I hope you weren't expecting like some sort of surprise or gift for listening all the way through. This is just the end.
We should have a giveaway.
We should, but we have no money.
This is
we have your DS, so we'll just give that out.
Hold your breath and count to 10. So
should we close with a song? Let's close with a song.
If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover,
you gotta make it last forever. No one knows the rest of the song.
No one knows the rest of the song.
Okay, well, we're gonna go out with like nothing. Stop it. Okay, ready and stop.
Thank you for listening. Bye bye, guys.
Stop now. Stop. You have to stop when I say stop. You didn't
okay,
stop
fine.
It.
I'm stopping.
Stop.
I'm stopping.
Okay, stop it now. Stop.
See, this is why this marriage isn't working.
No, we're. Something to go off of. What do I go off of?
You want like a topic?
Yeah, sure.
Secretary in a police office.
Okay, I don't know how that's gonna help me with my monotone. Okay, so I'm supposed to be the secretary.
Yeah.
In a police
office. Oh, we're doing role play.
We are.
Okay, let's do some real role play. Okay, Ben.
Yes.
You're a male nurse.
Awesome.
Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin, you are a patient, and
God, am I gonna get touched?
Oh yeah.
By Ben.
Saying you don't want to. That's cool.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, so you're probably getting touched by Ben.
Awesome.
So I will be. Who should I be? I'll be the sexy lady nurse
of
who you're trying to hit on after you touched your patient.
Right.
Okay. Scene.
Sup.
Hi. I am hurt. I am in critical condition. I will die in 3 days. Please help.
Let me just feel you up.
Are you going? Oh, that is an area you cannot go. Oh my God! Is that lemons? Is that lemons? My grammar. Are that no? Wow. I can't properly when I'm acting.
This is what happens when we have nothing planned.
Did he just break out of character? Did you? I'm very angry.
I'm sorry.
That had nothing to do.
You just derailed so hard. I don't know what happened. Cutting all of this out.
Yeah,
you gotta cut part of this out.
We're cutting all of that out. From like the improv scene to now. Jesus Christ.